Hello, my name's Dave Emery, and in this next half-hour segment, we're going to continue with an analysis of connections between the Unification Church of the Reverend Sun Myung Moon, which appears to be an extension of Japanese fascism down through the ages and around the world, and the American far-right, institutions and individuals such as George Bush, Jerry Falwell, and the Moral Majority are among those institutions that have come under the sway of the Unification Church. Although nominally and superficially Korean, as we looked at in RFA number 11 and a miscellaneous archive show entitled Japanese Fascism, Its History and Significance for Contemporary Americans, the Unification Church at its base appears to be, to a certain extent, an extension of Japanese fascism, and some of its key early operatives, such as Yoshio Kodama and Roichi Sasakawa, were Japanese war criminals from World War II. Again, those archive shows are available from Spitfire. In the first half-hour segment about the connections between Moon and George Bush, we were excerpting an article from IF Magazine, specifically IF Magazine's issue of September through October of 1997. It's Volume 1, Number 2, and we were excerpting the cover story of that particular issue of IF Magazine. It's called The Dark Side of Reverend Moon, and that is authored by veteran investigative reporter Robert Perry, P-A-R-R-Y. IF Magazine is put out by the Media Consortium, and they can be contacted at Suite 102-231, 2200 Wilson Boulevard, Arlington, Virginia, 22201. They also have an 800 number, 800-738-1812, and the Media Consortium also has a website. We're going to continue with an analysis of the connections between between the Reverend Sun Myung Moon and the American far right, specifically in this case, Jerry Falwell and Liberty University and the Moral Majority. This excerpt is taken from the One Step Beyond show of December 7th, 1997.
On January 28th, 1995, a beaming Reverend Jerry Falwell told his Good Time Gospel Hour congregation news that seemed heaven-sent. The televangelist hailed two Virginia businessmen as financial saviors of debt-ridden Liberty University, the fundamentalist Christian school that Falwell had made the crown jewel of his religious right empire. Quote, "They had to borrow money, hock their houses, hock everything," unquote, enthused Falwell, again quoting, "Thank God for friends like Dan Reber," capital R-E-B-E-R, "and Jimmy Thomas," unquote. Falwell's congregation rose as one to applaud. The star of the moment was Daniel Reber, who stood behind Falwell. Thomas was not present. Reber and Thomas earned Falwell's gratitude by excusing the Lynchburg, Virginia school of about one-half of its $73 million debt. In the late 1980s, the flood of red ink had forced Falwell to abandon his Moral Majority political organization and nearly drowned Liberty in bankruptcy. Reber and Thomas came to Falwell's rescue in the nick of time. Their nonprofit Christian Heritage Foundation of Forest, Virginia, snapped up a big chunk of Liberty's debt for $2.5 million, a fraction of its face value. Thousands of small religious investors who had bought church construction bonds through a Texas company were the big losers. But Falwell shed no tears. He told local reporters that the moment was, quote, "the greatest single day of financial advantage," unquote, in the school's history. Left unmentioned in the happy sermon was the identity of the other guardian angel who had protected Falwell's financial interests from a distance and without publicity. The secret benefactor was the Reverend Sun Myung Moon, the self-proclaimed South Korean Messiah, who is controversial with many fundamentalist Christians because of his unconventional biblical interpretations and his brainwashing tactics that tore thousands of young people from their families. And again, as I said later, we're going to take a look at the Moon Organization's interpretation of family values later on in this article. Continuing. Covertly, Moon helped bail out Liberty University through one of his front groups, which funneled $3.5 million to the Reber Thomas Christian Heritage Foundation, the nonprofit that had purchased the school's debt. I discovered this Moon-Falwell connection while looking for something else. How much Moon's Women's Federation for World Peace had paid former President George Bush for a series of speeches in Asia in 1995. I obtained the Federation's Internal Revenue Service records, but discovered that Bush's undisclosed speaking fee was buried in a line item of $13.6 million for conference expenses. There was, however, a listing for a $3.5 million, quote, educational, unquote, grant to the Christian Heritage Foundation. A call to the Virginia Corporate Records Office confirmed that the foundation was the one run by Reber and Thomas. In a later interview, the Women Federation's Vice President Susan Pfefferman, capital Pfefferman, confirmed that the $3.5 million grant had gone to, quote, Mr. Falwell's people, unquote, for the benefit of Liberty. That, by the way, is capital Liberty, Liberty University. Quote, it was Dan Reber, she said, but she could not recall much else about the grant, even though it was the largest single grant which the Federation awarded that year. For details on the grant, Pfefferman referred me to Keith Cooperrider, the Federation's treasurer. By the way, his name is spelled capital C-O-O-P-E-R-R-I-D-E-R. Cooperrider is also the chief financial officer of Moon's Washington Times and a longtime Unification Church functionary. Cooperrider did not return several phone calls seeking his comment. Falwell also failed to respond to my calls. Reber did call back, but refused to discuss the Moon money deal. The full public record strongly suggests that Falwell solicited Moon's help in bailing out Liberty University. In a lawsuit on file in the Circuit Court of Bedford County, a community in southwestern Virginia, two of Reber's former business associates allege that Reber and Falwell flew to South Korea on January 9, 1994, on a seven-day, quote, secret trip, unquote, to meet, quote, with representatives of the Unification Church, unquote. The court document states that Reber and Falwell were accompanied to South Korea by Ronald S. Godwin, who had been executive director of Falwell's Moral Majority before signing on as vice president of Moon's Washington Times. Godwin apparently was the marriage broker between Falwell and the Moon Organization. According to Bedford County court records, Reber, Falwell, and Godwin also had discussions at Liberty University in 1993 with Dong Moon Joo, one of Moon's right-hand men and president of the Washington Times. By the way, that man's name is capital D-O-N-G, capital M-O-O-N, capital J-O-O. Continuing. Though Reber was queried about the purposes of the Moon-connected meetings in the court papers, he settled the business dispute before responding to interrogatories or submitting to a deposition. He did deny any legal wrongdoing. But Moon's secret aid to Falwell raises some sensitive political questions. For instance, did the $3.5 million from the Moon Front Group give Falwell the means to become a national pitchman for, quote, the Clinton Chronicles, unquote, and other conspiracy videos which fingered President and Mrs. Clinton in a wide range of serious crimes, including murder? At the time of the Liberty bailout, Falwell was using his costly TV time to hawk the videos. Many of those lurid right-wing conspiracy theories have since been discredited, including allegations implicating the Clintons in the death of Deputy White House Counsel Vincent Foster. But the Falwell-promoted videos did feed a Clinton scandal fever that helped the Republicans seize control of Congress in 1994. When the Roanoke Times and World News interviewed Falwell about the Liberty University bailout, the televangelist sat at his desk in front of two life-size, full-color cutouts of Bill and Hillary Clinton, whom he jokingly called his advisors, unquote. The cutouts were gifts from Liberty staffers in recognition of Falwell's success in distributing the Clinton-hating videos. Falwell did not mention the Moon money. Falwell also might have been shy about disclosing his alliance with Moon because of the Koreans' theology upsets many Christians. Moon asserts that Satan corrupted mankind by sexually seducing Eve in the Garden of Eden, and that only through sexual purification can mankind be saved. In line with that doctrine, Moon says Jesus failed in his mission to save mankind because he did not procreate. Moon sees himself as a second Messiah who will not make the same mistake. He's engaged in sex with a variety of women over the decades. The total number of his offspring is a point of debate inside the Unification Church. Moon's rhetoric also has turned stridently anti-American, another problem for the religious right and its strongly patriotic positions. Still, Moon continues to buy friends on the American right, as well as among African-American religious figures, by spreading around vast sums of money. Much of it targets political infrastructure, direct mail operations, video services for campaign ads, professional operatives, and right-wing media outlets. Through the Washington Times and its affiliated publications, Inside Magazine and The World and I, Moon has not only showcased conservative opinions, but he has created seemingly legitimate conduits to funnel money to individuals and companies he seeks to influence. In the early 1980s, for instance, the Washington Times hired the New Rights direct mail whiz Richard Viguerie to conduct a pricey direct mail subscription drive. The business boosted Viguerie's profit margin. Another element of Moon's strategy is to approach a conservative leader when he's financially down. Moon quietly infuses money and gains the leader's gratitude. Again, Viguerie is an example of that tactic. By the way, Viguerie's last name capital V-I-G-U-E-R-I-E. When he fell on hard times in the late 1980s, Moon directed more business his way and had a corporation run by Moon's lieutenant, Bo Hee Pak, buy one of Viguerie's properties for $10 million. By the way, Bo Hee Pak, a key Moon lieutenant discussed in RFA 7, is capital B-O, capital H-I, capital P-A-K, three words. Continuing. With Moon's timely intervention, Viguerie survived financially and remains an important figure in conservative political campaigns to this day. When Iran-Contra figure Oliver North ran for the U.S. Senate in Virginia in 1994, his principal direct mail contractor was Viguerie's company, according to Federal Election Commission records. For some smaller enterprises, Moon-connected business can be a huge percentage of total income. That was the case with Falwell's benefactors Dan Reber and Jimmy Thomas, who ran a small company called Direct Mail Communications of Forest, Virginia. According to court records, $5 million, more than one-third of its income in 1 year, came from a direct mail subscription drive for Moon's Insight magazine. At times, Moon's penetration of conservative ranks has raised red flags among Republicans. In 1983, the GOP's moderate Ripon Society, or Ripon Society, capital R-I-P-O-N, charged that the new right had entered, quote, an alliance of expediency, unquote, with Moon's church. Ripon's chairman, Representative Jim Leach, Republican of Iowa, released a study which alleged that the College Republican National Committee, quote, solicited and received, unquote, money from Moon's Unification Church in 1981. The study also accused Reed Irvin's Accuracy in Media of benefiting from low-cost or volunteer workers supplied by Moon. Leach said the Unification Church has, quote, infiltrated the new right and the party it, the new right, wants to control, the Republican Party, and infiltrated the media as well, unquote. Leach's news conference was broken up when college GOP leader Grover Norquist, N-O-R-Q-U-I-S-T, accused Leach of lying. Norquist is now head of Americans for Tax Reform and a prominent ally of House Speaker Newt Gingrich. For its part, the Washington Times dismissed Leach's charges as, quote, flummeries, unquote, and mocked the Ripon Society as, quote, discredited and insignificant, as a, quote, discredited and insignificant left-wing offshoot of the Republican Party, unquote. That, by the way, quoted in from the Washington Post of January 6, 1983. Continuing. Despite periodic fretting over Moon's influence, conservatives continued to accept his deep-pocket assistance. When President Ronald Reagan and Oliver North were scratching for support for the Nicaraguan Contra rebels, the Washington Times established a Contra fundraising operation. When President Reagan and Oliver North were scratching for support for the Nicaraguan Contra rebels, the Washington Times established a Contra fundraising operation. Moon's international group, CAUSA, capital C, capital A, capital U, capital S, capital A, also dispatched operatives to Central America to assist the Contras. By the mid-1980s, Moon's Unification Church had carved out a niche as an acceptable part of the American right. In one speech to his followers, Moon boasted that, quote, without knowing it, even President Reagan is being guided by Father Moon, unquote. And note the next passage, because it exemplifies some of the overtly and stridently anti-American attitudes that the Unification Church has. Continuing with Perry's article, yet, Moon also made clear that his longer-range goal was the destruction of the U.S. Constitution and America's democratic form of government. Quote, history will make the position of Reverend Moon clear, and his enemies, the American population and government, will bow down to him, unquote, Moon said, speaking of himself in the third person. Again quoting, that is Father's tactic, the natural subjugation of the American government and population, unquote. And again, I'm going to repeat this passage because it, I think, pretty much encapsulates the attitude of Moon, and it is more than a little bizarre, not to mention upsetting, to contemplate an organization like this wielding as much influence in Washington as it does, and in particular garnering the support of elements like the Bush family and the American far right, the American Christian right. And again, bear in mind my analysis presented in RFA 7 and endorsed a number of years later by Daniel Junis, one of the world's top experts on the Unification Church, that it in fact represents a projection down forward through the decades and around the world of the Japanese patriotic or ultranationalist societies, two of the, some of the major vehicles for the implementation of fascism in Japan. Again, this last paragraph, because it's an important one. Yet, Moon also made clear that his longer-range goal was the destruction of the U.S. Constitution and America's democratic form of government. Quote, "History will make the position of Reverend Moon clear, and his enemies, the American population and government, will bow down to him," unquote, Moon said, speaking of himself in the third person. Quote, "That is Father's tactic, the natural subjugation of the American government and population," unquote. Again, it's not hard to see why elements of U.S. intelligence and law enforcement viewed the Unification Church as a potential threat to American national security. I would say that it represents a rather profound threat to American national security, much as the attacking waves of aircraft did at Pearl Harbor 56 years ago today. Continuing. As Andrew Ferguson wrote in the right-wing American Spectator, Moon's church attracted U.S. conservatives by advocating a muscular anti-communism. Quote, "There is little else in unificationism that American conservatives will find compelling," unquote, Ferguson noted, "except, of course, the money." Again, quoting, "They're the best in town as far as putting their money where their mouth is," unquote, one Washington-based conservative told Ferguson. That from the American Spectator of September of 1987. Continuing. Moon's money gave the right an important edge in attacking its enemies and defending its friends. After the Iran-Contra scandal exploded in 1986, the Washington Times and other Moon operations battled aggressively to protect Reagan's White House and Oliver North. I would note earlier that the Moon organization had been involved with raising support for the Contras as part of that very same scandal. Something, by the way, we also talked about in RFA 14. We also talked about that in a number of other broadcasts connected with the Iran-Contra scandal. Some of that, by the way, discussed in the series RFAs 29 through 34. Continuing. Moon's money gave the right an important edge in attacking its enemies and defending its friends. After the Iran-Contra scandal exploded in 1986, the Washington Times and other Moon operations battled aggressively to protect Reagan's White House and Oliver North. Godwin, the link between Falwell's Moral Majority and Moon's Washington Times, raised funds for North through a group called the Inter-American Partnership, which was a forerunner to North's own Freedom Alliance. Another Moon-connected group, the American Freedom Coalition, went to bat for North. According to Andrew Lay, or Lee, L-E-I-G-H, who worked for a Moon front called Global Image Associates, AFC broadcast a pro-North video, "Ollie North, Fight for Freedom," unquote, more than 600 times on more than 100 TV stations. Lee quoted one AFC official as saying that AFC received $5 to $6 million from business interests associated with Moon. AFC also bragged that it helped put George Bush into the White House in 1988 by distributing 30 million pieces of political literature. Direct Mail Communications, the firm owned by Reber and Thomas, aided North, too, in building his famous mailing lists. The firm has done direct mail work as well for Texas Governor George W. Bush, the Republican National Committee, and the National Rifle Association, according to the Roanoke Times and World News of November 2nd of 1994. Indeed, the story of Direct Mail Communications, a small company based in a strip mall shopping center off Route 221 in rural Forest, Virginia, underscores how intertwined Moon's operations have grown with American conservatism. Reber and Thomas founded the company in September of 1989, roughly the same time that Falwell's Liberty University began trying to refinance its worsening debt. Also in 1989, Charles P. Keith, K-E-I-T-H, Roger M. Ott, O-T-T, and Ronald Godwin, all Washington Times executives, created another firm called Mail America. That's, by the way, spelled capital M-A-I-L. Continuing. According to court records, Godwin introduced Keith and Ott to Reber and Thomas. The get-to-know-you quickly led to a deal. Keith, Ott, and Godwin bought DMC for $2.5 million on October 6, 1989, even though the company had existed for only 1 month. Reber and Thomas were retained to run the business. Inside the firm, however, tensions grew. In 1991, Godwin split, selling his share of the business to Keith and Ott. Reber, who was getting a salary of $1,000 a day or $365,000 a year, spent too much time on discount work for conservative causes, Keith and Ott later complained. In one court filing, they alleged that a paid DMC staffer was sent to help a conservative Republican named Gene Keith run for Congress in Florida. Falwell's Liberty University, Old Time Gospel Hour, and Liberty Alliance also got discounts on their direct mail solicitations, the owners charged. Quote, Reber and Thomas never even collected an amount sufficient to pay all of DMC's actual postage expenses, unquote, Keith and Ott stated. By the summer of 1993, Reber began long absences from DMC while working on the bailout of Liberty University, according to the court papers. Keith and Ott alleged that Falwell, Reber, and Godwin met with the Washington Times publisher Dong Moon Ju in Lynchburg in 1993 and flew to South Korea in January of 1994 for other meetings with Moon's representatives. Reber's travels took him to, quote, South America, Montana, Europe, Russia, and the Republic of Korea, unquote, Keith and Ott said. Meanwhile, DMC was sliding into, quote, extreme financial distress, unquote. So, after Reber returned from the South Korean trip, Keith and Ott fired him. That prompted Reber to file a wrongful termination suit in Bedford County Circuit Court on July 20, 1994. Keith and Ott countered by filing a fraud case against Reber and Thomas in Roanoke Federal Court in September of 1994. For his part, Falwell, who once boasted that he spurned a $1 million speaking fee from Moon in the mid-1980s, now found himself caught in Moon's orbit. On July 26, 1994, Falwell prominently sat on the head table for Moon's inauguration of yet another front group, the Youth Federation for World Peace. Falwell also posed for a group photo with Moon and other dignitaries. Next to Falwell stood Ronald Reagan's daughter, Maureen. Despite the DMC court battles, North still sent the direct mail company some business during his 1994 Senate campaign. According to FEC records, North paid DMC $138,561 for its direct mail work, while DMC extended North the most credit of any vendor. When North's $19 million campaign ended with his narrow defeat, his largest single debt, $89,033, was to DMC. At about the same time, in January of 1995, Reber and Thomas were completing their purchase of about one-half of Liberty University's debt, much of it for a fraction of the face value. The big losers included 2,500 bondholders who invested in the Texas-based Church and Institutional Facilities Development Corporation, which had owned $12 million of the school's debt. Reber and Thomas scooped up the bonds at a bankruptcy fire sale for about 20% of their value, or $2.5 million. Many bondholders were, quote, moms and pops cashing in their IRA money because their local minister and Falwell's letters said they'd be doing God's work, unquote, recalled Doug Hudman, a lawyer in the case, last name H-U-D-M-A-N. Quote, the true victims are the mom-and-pop believers who think their money was going to a good cause. All it was doing was going to fund Mr. Falwell's continued indebtedness. It's kind of sickening, unquote. But Falwell told reporters that it was just a question of luck. Quote, when the bankruptcy trustee called in all the notes and put them up for sale, anyone could have brought them, unquote, Falwell said. Again quoting, that was fortunate for us, unquote. After months of complicated legal maneuvering, Dan Reber also seems to have been fortunate enough to win out in the DMC power struggle. He now runs the direct mail factory in Forest, Virginia under the name Mail America, unquote. But behind the good fortune that blessed Falwell and his friends appears to have been a timely contribution of $3.5 million from the Reverend Moon's Women's Federation for World Peace.
That excerpt again from the One Step Beyond show of Sunday, December 7th, 1997. That excerpt also was a reading from IF Magazine's issue of September through October of 1997 Volume 1, Number 2. That was the cover story called The Dark Side of Reverend Moon by veteran investigative journalist Robert Perry. All of the half-hour segments, the various interviews that I've done, the archive shows, and most of the lecture tapes that I've done are available from a tape duplication service called Spitfire. That's one word, S-P-I-T-F-I-R-E, and they're located at P.O. Box 1179, P.O. Box 1179, Ben Lomond, California, that's capital B-E-N, capital L-O-M-O-N-D, zip code 95005. The email address for Spitfire is A-L-C-A-L-A-M-E, that's one word, A-L-C-A-L-A-M-E, at ix.netcom.com. I get a small royalty from the sale of the archive shows only. I get no monies from recent, present, or future on-air endeavors. A list of and description of all of the archive shows and all of the programs available from Spitfire are on the KFJC webpage. Point your web browser at www.kfjc.org. Once again, that's www.kfjc.org, and look for the interactive Spitfire section on the KFJC webpage. And again, there are lists of and descriptions of all of the half-hour segments and all of the archive shows available from Spitfire, as well as a suggested reading list. That concludes this segment. My name is Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.